This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There are a number of statements about God's Word made in Hebrews 4 and 5. In 4:12, it says, "The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." God's Word is powerful, yet it doesn't benefit everyone alike. Why? One reason is it needs to be mixed with faith. Listen to 4:2. "For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith." For God's word to benefit us, we need to believe it. Reading on in chapter 4, you find that believing it will result in obeying it. In Hebrews 5:11 through 14, you find that your learning God's word will be slowed if you do not, by constant use or exercise, train yourself to distinguish good from evil. Here, the emphasis is on applying what you learn to your life. By trial and error, you learn how to distinguish good from evil. There's nothing wrong with God's word. It is living and active. It penetrates to the dividing of soul and spirit and judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So read the word of God. Listen to it. When you understand something, apply it to your life. You will learn by doing. But as you apply it, believe that what God has said in his word is true and trustworthy. Believe that it will make a difference. When you experience the benefits of trusting and obeying God's word, share what you learn with others. You will grow through this process and become a mature Christian.